Hello everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project and you're listening to Anita Miles. March 8th is the International Day of Women, and why not have another episode about women? We have only a day to be in the spotlight, and I thought that another episode will be fantastic. A day to remind of gender parity and embrace equity. Before listening to this episode, go back to listen episode 16, season 1, and then come back once you have finished. Good job. Anyway, this here, the theme is inspire inclusion to forge a better world. In other words, if women themselves are inspired to be included, then they may have a sense of belonging, relevance, and empowerment. It's important to understand, value, and seek out the inclusion of women and girls. There are many ways to ensure the needs, interests, and aspirations of women and girls. For example, you can inspire inclusion as well through social media. When we truly value difference, inclusion comes from the heart. So, take a picture of yourself forming a heart and strike the hashtag #InspireInclusion to show solidarity. But to be honest, we should remember that the biggest obstacles are women themselves. Recently, I was really tired and under pressure. There were two different situations. The first is related to work. A woman didn't want to consider my opinion and she tried to push me down, even if she couldn't. The second woman was someone that I considered a friend and a counselor who was stressed by her home family issues, and she didn't have time for me. Guess what? For her, she had time. I said that I was really exhausted and that she didn't have time to listen to me. She exploded when she tried to have a discussion. And I discovered that someone else manipulated the situation and she believed in someone else. What the two situations had in common is the reaction to the way they communicate, showing arrogance and no compassion by not listening to. The second accused me of being disrespectful. I know we can make mistakes, and I admit it, but I don't accept that someone shows to be angry with me in a disrespectful way in communication. Sometimes situations show us the real face of someone, and therefore I want to underline that as women, if we want to be considered to be included, we should stop fighting each other. However, women can be envious or jealous of other women's achievements, lowering their self-esteem. You know, what the hell? We are women, we should support each other, but I think that lots of people forget it most of the times. And therefore, this day should remind us that a women's achievement should be celebrating as your own one. I met an extraordinary woman more than 1 year ago. She believes in me, and she's happy and proud that I am reaching step by step what I want. She kept pushing me to write again because she knew my talents and that one day I could make something good. These are the same things that I kept repeating to myself since I was a child. But before meeting her, I was not saying to myself anymore as I used to. I've always kept saying that our surroundings may affect us, but women have something special that sometimes we forgot, wisdom and intuition. I think you know about women's intuition as the belief that women have instinctive sense for what others are thinking or feeling and are more in tune with their emotions than men. There are so many scientific theories, but the one that I believe is that women develop a higher level of emotional awareness and sensitivity to survive in a male-dominated society. And about this, there is an Italian song that fits perfectly.
Le donne lo sanno com'è che son donne e sanno sia dove sia come sia quando, lo sanno da sempre di cosa stavamo parlando. E quelle che sanno spiegarti l'amore o provano almeno a strappartelo fuori, e quelle che mancano sanno mancare e fare più male. Vogliono ballare un po' di più, vogliono sentir girar la testa, vogliono sentire un po' di più, un po' di più.
Le donne lo sanno by Ligabue is a Sanfet pays homage to women, expressing a deep appreciation for the wisdom and intuition, the innate understanding possessed by women. Le donne lo sanno means the women knows. And this song highlights the ability of women to understand and navigate complex emotions, relationships, and the situations of life, because they know what is needed to maintain balance and harmony in matters of the heart. Just Google and translate the lyrics because it's really beautiful. What I want to add to the discussion is that we as women should appreciate ourselves first to be able to achieve something bigger. We should trust ourselves and our abilities, so nobody, I say nobody, even other women, could lower you down. Therefore, you need to listen to the following poem written by Maya Angelou in 1995, which presents womanhood as a powerful and mysterious thing. I'll read only the first stanza, and if you're interested, you can read the whole poem by yourself. Phenomenal Women by Maya Angelou. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model's eyes. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. The power of a woman is reflected outwardly, and it's not related to her appearance. You can see her power in the way she moves and smiles, and as well in the way she radiates joy and confidence. It's time to conclude this episode by giving you a message. This day makes a woman feel more valued and appreciated, and a little heartfelt gesture can make a difference. A woman is like a jewel, shining beautiful and precious, someone special that she needs to feel empowered, otherwise she forgets who she is and turns herself into something else. We don't wish that. Remember, a woman should be valued every time for what she means to you. This is also something you should make towards every woman in your family and surrounding you. Show what they really mean to you. And I'm not only referring to men, that may be the ones I should keep repeating it. As well, women should celebrate other women, their success and their achievements. This is solidarity, and it's not related to liking or not that woman, but what she reached for herself. Stay tuned for more XOXO Anita Miles.